TikTok. So we're hearing a lot about this, harvesting personal information. So as if we didn't know, right? I mean, come on.
Well, I've actually said this a few times now, but there's an Australian cybersecurity firm called the Internet 2.0 did a big investigation into TikTok. So while you're using the app on your phone, they have access to everything on your phone. That's your calendar, your contact list, your photos, your microphone, every single thing on your phone. So you just have to be aware of that. Do kids really care about that? No, they don't. They just basically sign up to the app. Mm. And to install the app, you've got to give them permission to do this. Now, if we go back 18 months ago, there was a parliamentary inquiry which was called Foreign Interference Through Social Media. And TikTok made a statement saying we have strict controls around security and data access. TikTok has never shared Australian user data with the Chinese government nor censored Australian content at its request. Because we've got to remember that TikTok is a Chinese company.
Yeah.
Now, Internet 2.0 took this on board but probed how it communicates with TikTok's infrastructure, and they saw it communicating to servers around the world, including in China. And TikTok stood by its claim, said that then it isn't clear what exactly is being sent to China. But it turns out the phone regularly connects to China. They've actually put a dozen cybersecurity products through it, and every single time the app connects to servers in China. So if you have a problem with that, you shouldn't really be using TikTok.
Yeah, right. So I'm assuming that they're not the only company that are doing it. I mean, if you look at global companies such as Facebook, or Meta as they're called now, but using Facebook, I mean, the stuff that comes up in your Facebook feed, this has been going on for years. They know everything about you.
It has. It is. But people still, turns out, I mean, I don't have an anti-Chinese sentiment, but a lot of people out there do, and happily support TikTok through it, but all the money goes back to China, the Chinese company people.
Yeah, well, and you know, I guess the worrying part is for them then giving the information or selling it to the Chinese government.
If you're a business operating in China, don't have to buy that information. They have to actually have it to. They can just go and get it.
Yeah, right. Because they control everything. Yeah,
they control everything.
Mm. All right, let's move on then. And we talked about this basically at the start. Annual tech support fees. Now, you want to talk about
I spoke to a person during the week on Monday, and this poor guy rang me, said, "Can I come and see you?" He said, "I'm paying this company, don't fall off your chair, $4,000 for a year support for my computer."
What?
Now, they sent me this invoice, which was just a text document that he believed was genuine. It wasn't. He said in the end, I've told him I'm not going to pay them again. He said, I paid them the first time. I won't be paying them again for it. I said, well, good for you. But he said, because I said, this document is not worth the paper it's written on. He said, they would send debt collectors after me. I said, tell them where you are, because it doesn't matter, mate. They're not going to send anybody. They then told him, you can cancel it, but you've got to pay for the firewall on there. And I told him, your router's a firewall. It's another one built into Windows. You don't need to pay for what they're supposed is a firewall. So he refused to pay for that. So what they did was they actually locked him out of his computer, said, you'll never get back in unless you pay us another $3,000.
Oh, no.
Darren, I got back to his computer in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's not
Well,
that
that's
hard,
the thing, so. But, you're a tech guy, so, the average punter wouldn't know how to do that. And
but so take it to somebody, pay probably under $200, and whoever it is, and there's great tech people down in Tassie, they will go along and say you're being conned for this.
Mm.
Don't do it, don't pay it. Support your local person, remember. You can take the computer there. They can come and see you, talk to you about what's going on, on your computer. You don't have to pay $4,000.
Wow. Imagine the stress that would cause him. That's just, $4,000.
I know.
Wow.
His wife convinced him and said, can you just ring Richard Pascoe and have a chat to him? Because I'm a bit concerned about the amount of money you're paying.
In the words of the great Kamal, why are people so unkind? Now, BMW, now tell me about this. They want to charge people for heated seats. Is that right?
They are doing it already in a number of countries, in four countries so far, including New Zealand. So BMW have come up with the idea, you know what? Our cars are expensive, but you know what? What would be even better is to get a monthly fee paid back to us. So they're charging people $18 a month to have your front seats heated on there. So they'll switch it on over the internet. But Darren, they are being very nice about this. You can subscribe for a year for $180, 3 years for $300, or unlimited access for your licensee BMW for $415. This is part of a thing called microtransactions, which a lot of companies are starting to do now. You can also have a microtransaction for things like, don't fall off your chair at this, automatic high beams and adaptive cruise control.
Really?
Yep.
Charging for cruise control and automatic high beam.
Automatic high beam. And you know what? I've got a Corolla hybrid. Mine, I've got automatic high beams in there. And Toyota, well done. Don't charge me for it.
Well, nor should they. I mean, if you look at a company like BMW, I mean, yeah, they're not purely a luxury car company. I mean, they sell lots of general purpose vehicles and,
yeah,
and around the world and motorbikes. But generally, they're known as a high-end car company. And you'd think that you'd get heated seats for nothing.
You do, don't, but no, not with BMW. Hang on, there's more, Darren.
Okay.
You can have a heated steering wheel for $12 a month.
Oh.
You can have
turn it up, BMW. Turn it up.
You can have the option to record your footage from your car's camera, $235 for unlimited use. That's a bit generous. And, Darren, you can have the iconic sound sports package, which lets you play engine sounds in your car for a one-time fee of $117. What a bargain. And BMW have noted, Darren, that the hardware for this feature has already been installed in your vehicle during production at no extra cost.
That's right.
My God, what a generous company BMW are.
Yeah, that's unbelievable almost. But, you know, thinking about when you buy an airline ticket on a low-cost sort of budget airline. So yeah, you think, oh, that's cheap, $49, $59. I'm taking that. And then, of course, that's only actually to walk up the stairs of the plane and stand in the plane. Then, of course, you have to actually buy your seat on top of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I'll be I'll be looking out for better deals on heated seats.
I was going to say, they're not advertisers with the station, are they?
Well, I don't know. Not as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
I mean, I love their cars. They're great cars, but come on.
Great cars, yeah.
Charging for heated seats. Really?
Yep.
Turn it up.
Terrible.
All right. Lots of excellent. And now, if you want more on that, maybe your kids or your grandkids are on TikTok and you want more information, go to Richard's excellent website, TikTok.com. Sorry,
that'll
I'm kidding.
It'll be up there tomorrow.
TalkTech.com.au.
Yeah.
All right. Say good day to Mitch Marsh for me.
I will.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right. Tech guy Richard Pascoe.